Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. On this episode, Jose Rodriguez joins us again, and Bob recounts some memories from Jose's excellent wedding. There are a few things I like better than hanging out with people who are discussing happy and poignant experiences, especially with Bob and Jose, who make me feel, and will make you feel, like you were there. Enjoy.
Jose's wedding was one of my favorites. It was so fun. It was just, everyone was so relaxed. Everyone was
It was
so
a party.
Happy. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's the way it was. It was like, it was a party where people just happened to get married. And you guys are so welcoming and such awesome hosts. And I remember the after party in my room. And I had a suite, and I invited Dinger and his then girlfriend, Jesse, to join me in my suite, just because I had a whole nother big bed, and you could just, you have that bed, I'll stay over here.
Yeah.
That's what I told them anyways. Hello, wake up. No, but the fact was, because I had the suite and because there were already three of us in there, people showed up there after the wedding was done, after the festivities were done. And actually, that was the last time that I saw Greg Yates.
Really?
It was at your wedding in my, Greg Yates is our good friend that that died in a motorcycle accident in Tennessee a few years back. Our stage is the Greg Yates stage at SAC. Amazing, amazing guy. But
that was the night you tattooed his back, wasn't it?
He said he always wanted a tattoo, and I said, I have a Sharpie, take your shirt off. Everyone was drinking, and we were all having a great time. And they were telling us stories. They were telling us stories of him and his girlfriend. I loved her. I love her. She's fun and cool, but I can't think of her name right now. But she's a very tough girl, apparently, because they were talking about how they would go to concerts, and she would just haul off and punch somebody in the face. Like, what? I mean, someone who had been really rude had done something.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was just the just way they experience concerts.
That's how they say
yeah.
hi.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyways, so at this moment, Greg, who is Greg and who we all knew, as soon as I said, take off your shirt, would take off his shirt. And I pulled out the Sharpie, and darn if I didn't see a dog with a bone in its mouth when I connected the dots on his back. He had moles all over his back, and it was perfect. And then for the rest of the night, Greg would run up the hall to his friends, greet them, take off his shirt, and show them his new tattoo, which is just, I mean, it was perfect.
It was awesome.
So, yeah. But that was a really great party. Fireworks out back on New Year's Eve. It was awesome.
Nice.
Really cool.
Well, when Lisette picked the place, because it was very like Hansel and Gretish, yeah. like out in the woods on a lake, she goes, this is it. I'm like, all right. So until you start seeing the prices for everything.
Sure, sure.
And then I'm like, okay, yes, this. And then I see at the bottom, I'm like, fireworks. I'm like, so how much are the fireworks? I was like, I mean, he's like, oh, we can do it. I'm like, yep, add that to the bill, please.
Yeah.
We're having fireworks on New Year's, definitely.
It was the only wedding I've ever been to that had fireworks. You know, I mean, except for metaphorically.
Literal fireworks. Right.
Actual, yeah. yeah. But it was fantastic. So good. Fantastic. Hi, friends. It's Bob. We loved having Jose Rodriguez join us for a bunch of shows. I felt like I traveled back in time when we talked about his awesome wedding and our good friend Greg Yates. The memories made me both happy and sad, and maybe a little more human. It's all good. That does it for this episode of The Dose. Thanks so much for listening to our little daily podcast. We will catch you next time.